Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Side with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to introduce you, reintroduce you to our original founding member of our Brain Trust, Brad Huskin. Brad is the president of IAS Training, the author of I'm Not a Salesman, I'm a Salesman, not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople, version number 2. And he's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here with you again.
Always a pleasure to have you back on the show, especially when we get a chance to talk about sales. One of my mentors once said to me, Brad, sales cures all ills.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
And doesn't it, you know, sales is life, isn't it? Dealing with husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends.
That's right.
It's all just salesmanship.
Yep. Well, I don't, not girlfriends. My wife won't let me date anymore, But you're right about the wife thing. So
Yep, absolutely. Here
we come. We're coming up on the end of the year.
We are,
and we got an opportunity to start with a clean slate. Get off to a good start. You got any suggestions for us?
Absolutely, I've got some New Year's resolutions that
we love. Resolutions.
Oh, good. Well, I've got some for salespeople.
We're also good at keeping them.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the name of the game. Sometimes they go away by February, but
how about November 10th? I mean January 10th, right?
Yeah, that's the one like losing.
But we're going to keep we're going to keep these because you gave them to us. What's the first one?
These we're going to keep. So the first one is I will set goals and constantly work to improve my productivity.
That sounds like two.
It really is, but. I only could come up with my top 10, so I had to combine a couple. But I think salespeople have to have goals, and they got to work every day to improve their productivity. I think
so. When you say goals, give us an example.
Well, maybe it's total sales. Maybe it's increasing your close rate. Maybe it's increasing your conversions over the
telephone. Shouldn't our goals be more about improving the fundamentals? Because if you do that, the sales revenue will happen.
Well, that's kind of why I added the improve my productivity,
yeah.
Because one of the goals has to be to constantly get better every day of our lives. Not only as salespeople, but human beings. And, you know, I've just been telling people that if, you know, if an owner and manager can create an environment of personal growth and development within their organization, they can't help but be successful.
Right.
Because they surrounded themselves with people that want to do a great job and want to get better as individuals and human beings. So they got to constantly work to improve their productivity and read books constantly.
We have to presume, talking about the fundamentals, close ratio, prospect development, those things, though none of that means anything if you don't have the activity, right?
That's exactly right.
So you got it. The first thing is you got to get in front of folks, don't you?
Yes, and that kind of leads to number two, which is I will strive to develop a personal trade relationship with all customers. And I call that back to the future selling, because I think it's all about relationships and all about friendships today.
I talked about that when I told the audience you were going to join us today. I said, folks, you got to be thinking relationship, not transaction.
Absolutely.
You and I could get away with it when we were pups. I didn't sell that way, and that's how I was successful. But I knew people who did who back in the day could think transaction, and they made a lot of money, but they also burned a lot of bridges. They had to cover a lot of territory. But today, you can't get away with transactional selling, can you?
No, there's so many resources by which people can spend their money that if they think of you first as their friend in the industry, they're at least going to give you the
shot. They're a trusted advisor. That's what they're looking for.
Absolutely.
Peace of mind.
Yes. Which leads to number three is I will deliver the finest customer service possible. Not just ho-hum customer service, not just lip service, but the kind of customer service that causes people to go out and tell all their friends and relatives and neighbors about the service or the product or the service that you provide.
I'm going to love them up. And here's something that I say that you got to be able to do in what I call the age of the customer, Brad, and that's serve first. Sell second.
That is so true today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And people just are looking for that friend in the business, somebody yep. that they can trust.
Because they can buy what you sell. They can buy what you sell anywhere. Everything we have is a commodity today, isn't it?
The only difference between one company and another company is the human beings that work there.
And the connection between the two.
Exactly.
Yep.
So,
all right, hold on to that thought. Before we go, we're going to take a quick break here. I need your website quickly.
IASTraining.com.
IASTraining.com. That's where they can get your, they can sign up for your weekly email blast, right?
Yep, my free newsletter called Sales Insight.
It's good stuff, folks. Also, the book Munchies for Salespeople, second edition, right?
Exactly. We've got two of them now. Munchies 1, Munchies 2.
You can't, it just doesn't get, it never gets old, ladies and gentlemen, from Brad. We're going to take a quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blastingame. We'll be right back.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old cages, fire, swaggins, brother, your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.